Mr. President, Vice President, Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General of the World Health Organization, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen. First of all, I would like to congratulate you, Mr. President, and the other office bearers on your election and wish you every success in chairing this session of the Assembly, which has a very full and exciting agenda. As a detailed report of the work of the Executive Board is available in document E64-2, I will focus my statement on summarizing the highlights of the 127th session of the Executive Board held in May 2010 and on the 128th session in January 2011. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, the year behind us made the challenges of global health governance more visible and brought them to the forefront of international debate, even into the arena of high politics. Members of the Executive Board well recognized that the frontiers of what we call the health system have become increasingly fluid, and good health has been recognized as integral to how we live our everyday life. As a consequence, public health is more often seen as a major economic and social driving force. In coping with these dynamics, WHO has had to better advocate for health policies within the governments of member states and beyond through new partnerships for health. And this is the context, dear colleagues, in which WHO should garner its strengths in the rapidly growing and fragmented global health architecture in times of interconnected crisis and fulfill its constitutional role as a directing and coordinating authority with respect to international health, as has been laid down in 1948. In undertaking its work, the Executive Board worked in a spirit of mutual understanding to forge consensus around many important issues. One such issue is the reform process of the WHO. Such reform is necessary not only to adjust to fiscal pressure, but also to better situate the organization to respond to current and future global public health challenges. The overall aim to make WHO fit for purpose and better exploit the visionary targets and tasks set in the Constitution. To this end, on the future of financing for WHO, the Director General summarized the points made in consultations and debates over the previous year, noting that the focus had broadened from purely financing to encompass WHO's leadership role in global health governance. In an extensive discussion, board members reaffirmed their belief in WHO's leadership and welcomed the reform process that the Director General had courageously proposed, including a plan for strengthening WHO's central role in global health governance, the definition of organization's unique role and functions, and the managerial reform. I hope that the Assembly will join the Executive Board by giving a green light to go ahead with the long-expected reform process to be led by our Director General. Ladies and gentlemen, the Board considered WHO's role in the preparation, implementation and follow-up to the high-level meeting of the UN General Assembly on the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases. Although the Board has not reached a consensus on the proposed resolution, Executive Board members encouraged member states to push fight against non-communicable diseases higher on their political agenda. These issues have also been discussed successfully at the first Global Ministerial Conference on Healthy Lifestyles and Non-Communicable Disease Control in Moscow on the 28th and 29th of April, which was jointly organized by WHO and the Russian Federation. On the follow-up to the high-level plenary meeting of the 65th session of the United Nations General Assembly on the review of the Millennium Development Goals, the Board considered the likelihood of achieving health-related goals in light of the last year's commitments and adopted a resolution on the role of WHO in following up to the meeting, expressing concern about slow progress towards the health-related goals and welcoming the establishment of the Commission for Information and Accountability for Women's and Children's Health under the auspices of WHO. On the Medium-Term Strategic Plan 2008-2013 and the proposed program budget 2012-2013, the Board discussed the current financial situation and how budgetary matters must be linked to the discussion on the future financing of WHO. The Board requested that the Director General submit to the Assembly a more realistic budget proposal in which policy and funding were closely linked and which responded to the concerns of members. I am pleased to see a solid, reform-minded, revised budget prepared for the Assembly. The Board recommended to the Health Assembly the adoption of 5 resolutions on various aspects of health system strengthening, including sustainable financing structures and universal coverage, the health workforce, national health emergency and disaster management capacities and resilience of health systems, nursing and midwifery, and national policy dialogue to build more robust health policies, strategies and plans. On pandemic influenza preparedness, sharing of influenza viruses and access to vaccines and other benefits, the Board expressed support for the progress made by the open-ended working group of member states on pandemic influenza preparedness. Following an update on the functioning of the international health regulations accepted 2005 in relation to pandemic H1N1 2009, the Board noted the report of the review committee on the subject, as well as a report on the implementation of the IHR. In the context of WHO's work in the area of public health innovation and intellectual property, the Board approved the roster of experts proposed for a consultative expert working group on research and development, financing and coordination. The Board also recommended to the Health Assembly the adoption of a resolution calling for greater efforts and support for the eradication of dracunculiasis. The Board also discussed the mechanism and control and prevention of cholera and adopted a resolution which includes a request to the Director General to revitalize the Global Task Force on Cholera Control and to strengthen WHO's work in this area. On the related theme, the Board noted the report on the Global Immunization Vision and Strategy. Members observed the importance of strengthening health systems in order to encourage routine immunization and the links between poliomyelitis eradication efforts and broader immunization goals such as the accelerated elimination of measles. The Board extensively discussed the prevention and control of malaria with regard to sustaining the gains made so far and reducing transmission. It recommended to the Health Assembly for adoption a resolution that, among other things, urged adequate and more predictable funding for malaria control and requested the Director General to promote technology transfer for the manufacture of artemisinin combination therapies. Having reviewed the draft WHO HIV-AIDS Strategy 2011-2015, the Board agreed that the draft strategy should be revised in the light of the members' comments. The revised draft strategy has been submitted to the Health Assembly for its consideration. The board further noted reports on smallpox eradication, destruction of variola virus stocks, and leprosy. It also noted the report of the United Nations Decade for Action for Road Safety and expressed support for the plan of action. The board discussed child injury prevention and recommended a resolution to the Health Assembly for adoption, which, among other things, requests that the Director General expand the evidence base for intervention and better data collection and analysis. Following the submission by several member states of a draft resolution and a draft decision relating to the election of the Director General of the World Health Organization, the board decided to establish a time-bound and results-oriented working group on the process and methods of the election, whose interim progress report would be or has already been submitted to the current Health Assembly. As you know, the working group met in Geneva at the end of April, and now the interim report is ready. Additionally, the board considered innovative solutions to making the work of the executive board more efficient, including taking up progress reports as group as opposed to one by one. The board also discussed WHO's reporting requirements and how they might be simplified and streamlined in order to focus the main agenda items provided for the board. Mr. President, the other executive board representatives and myself would like to assure you that we will be available during the discussions in the committees of the Health Assembly. We stand ready to lend our full support and provide additional information as required on how the board dealt with certain items under consideration, and in doing so to facilitate the work of the Assembly. Mr. President, the Executive Board has charted the course for the years to come by setting priorities in public health and managerial reform of the organization. EB members were committed to work for a stronger, more transparent, more knowledge-based WHO. I am pleased to report that in the last two sessions of the EB, we have made progress in this direction. On a personal note, it has been a privilege for me and for my country, Hungary, my region, the European region, giving me full support to guide these sessions. Ladies and gentlemen, finally, let me remind you that this year we will celebrate the 25th anniversary of the birth of the Ottawa Charter for Health Promotion. Who would have thought that in the snow blizzards of November 1986, with the adoption of such a document, global health would enter a new era? In reflecting on the impact of the Charter, I think it has bridged past successes in public health and an ambitious new public health movement. It has shaped and will continue to shape the world's health destiny. Let us hope that the 64th World Health Assembly and the subsequent meetings of the governing bodies of our WHO will result in similar turning points in global health development. Mr. President, with this, I thank you for your kind attention.